This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
More to the music on Hope 103.2. Laura with you tonight, back for the forum with Wendy Gilbert from the Yaya Revolution, joining us on the line, continuing our series on stress tonight, wanting to look at some of the internal and external ways it affects us and how we respond. Wendy, hello.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Doing very, very well. Now, what do you reckon some of those key ways are that we can respond?
Okay, so we sort of talked about all the things that teenagers might face, which is a huge list. And so there's external pressure on you, but there's also internal pressure. In other words, the way you cope with stress, the way you respond to stress. So part of that is balance, is creating a balance in your world. Part of it is the perception of what's going on in your life. So, you know, thinking better, deciding to think positive things about your situation. If your mind, you know, defaults to the negative all the time, you're always going to feel down about your situation. It's going to create stress. So, you know, your perception and, you know, trying to, you know, so even a practical way is to write a list of all the good things in your life that can, you know, de-stress you in a sense by looking at your mind and the perceptions of your life and your situation. So being aware of what you're thinking about.
Yeah. In simple terms, I suppose that is exactly correct. And as you say, the perception aspect and writing it down, that would really help, because a lot of the way we respond to situations is all based on how we see them. So if you can readjust how you see a situation, then I suppose that helps you better respond to it.
Absolutely. So for a teenager, it might be, you know, I've got someone in my life that cares about me. It might be, I really like that teacher at school, or it might be, I'm really good at art, or, you know, just, it could be anything. You know, I might not be so good at chemistry, but gee, I'm good at art. Or I might be not so good at art, but gee, I'm good at chemistry. Or gee, I can run faster. Just look for things that are good about your life. You know, I didn't go so well in that, you know, that trial exam, for example. Or did I, but I did really well on that other one. You know, like, they've got to learn to cope with the disappointment, because that's part of growing up. But, you know, learn to control your mind in the sense of, you know, teach your mind how to think well about things by focusing on the positive.
Yeah, and I suppose within all of that as well, there's that idea that if you can find something, because as a teenager, like you say, you're going to be doing subjects like chemistry, perhaps biology, and it is just not your thing, you just don't enjoy it, you know, respond really negatively to it. But even though you're going to have to do that stuff, if you can find something you do enjoy, or find that sort of stress release trigger, a positive stress release trigger, that'll help you manage it as well.
Absolutely. So positive activities are a good thing, you know, things that that make you feel better about life, make you feel better about the day. You know, exercise is a real key. There's lots and lots of research about exercise de-stressing you, making you feel good. Exercise helps you sleep better, which also takes away stress. So exercise is a real key, but just positive, whatever, it's something that you enjoy. It might be art, you know, it might be reading, whatever it is, find things that just make life feel better. That's going to de-stress you. That's part of balance.
Yeah.
There's lots of different areas that we can bring balance into, you know, having sleep, allowing time to sleep. Don't stay up really, really late every night trying to keep assignments going, you know, trying to manage it all, because actually at the end of the day you become less effective.
Yeah, it hinders your progress completely. And things like music and like you say, art, reading, all those things are positive influences. And I think this is just my own personal perspective though, but I imagine when you build those sort of positive stress releases in and have that moment to recoup and just kind of back off the stress a little, that stops you going down the route of alcohol or drugs or the more negative kind of releases that people try and find as well.
Well, absolutely. It was actually going to be my next point. Avoid self-medication.
Yeah.
We feel pain, so we try and numb it. You know, adults do it, teenagers do it. But the minute you start looking to those sort of self-medication, drinking too much, partying too hard, all these things might give you an instantaneous hit and make you feel, you know, better in the short term, but long term they create all sorts of problems and all sorts of stress. So, you know, just be mindful that more healthy, more positive activities are much better to gravitate to and to incorporate them into your life. That's the thing. It's just being aware of them. And, you know, so you think, just, it's good to have your own little keys. You know, for me, it might be reading a book to relax. You know, you just know the things that you personally, and as teenagers, they've got to start to develop those skills.
Yeah, because if you set it up at this age, then you're well set up and sort of built into the future for this kind of moments and how to navigate stress too.
Absolutely. And community, that's one other thing that's really important, is good friends. You know, friends that are actually good for you. You can have friends that aren't good for you, but friends that make you feel better about life. The other thing, you know, there's a lot of research around community involvement, church involvement, you know, things where you feel like you belong, that you've got a purpose higher than yourself, that you're contributing to. All those things are good de-stressors. They're just, you know, just putting balance in all areas of your life and you'll find that things are a lot easier.
Yeah, absolutely. Wendy, thank you so much again and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Laura.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.